Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olivia and PJ with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new study from James Cook University has left experts concerned for the future of fish populations in the Barrier Reef. Researchers simulated marine heat waves to observe the effects of global warming on stripies, finding the increase in water temperatures placed the popular species under increased metabolic stress. Lead researcher Shannon McMahon says that the study fills a gap in previous research into the effects of rising ocean temperatures on reef structures, with the study suggesting that an increased energy demands may impact reproduction behaviours, leading to decreases in reef fish populations.
Premier Stephen Miles and Queensland LNP leader David Crisafulli will debate for the first time tomorrow night ahead of the state election. The debate follows after months of campaigning from the major parties, both leaders in lockstep as they target the state's regional centres with policies on cost of living and housing crisis relief and promises for overhauled responses to health and youth crime. The debate could stand to decide the outcome of the election, with the LNP leading 56% to 46% in two-party polling and Labor herding in rural Queensland after the agrarian minority Katter Australian Party expressed support for Crisafulli's bid. Tomorrow's debate will be followed by a second final meeting 10 days out from the election.
In national news, the online ad industry is posing a threat to Australia's national security officials and politicians, exposing sensitive personal information which could lead to blackmailing and hacking. The real-time bidding system has been found to sell detailed and compromising data to companies, including those in China, exposing data on mental health history, gambling history, sexual proclivities, work commute and location, just to name a few. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties researcher Johnny Ryan, who conducted the investigation, says that every consumer, voter, soldier, leader and politician is exposed.
The Albanese government is set to invest $30 million towards the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, and implement substantial fines for major supermarkets that violate pricing guidelines to help protect Australian consumers. The most common pricing breach has been titled shrinkflation, a practice where the size of a product is reduced while maintaining the same price. Despite Coles and Woolworths denying their involvement in this practice, the ACCC has announced its intention to take legal action against these supermarket giants for misleading pricing tactics. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones says Australian consumers deserve fair prices, not dodgy discounts.
In international news, US President Joe Biden opposes the Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear sites following an escalation of attacks in the Middle East. After the assassination of the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Israel on Tuesday night. Over the past 24 hours, Israeli forces have retaliated with raids in Lebanon that resulted in 46 people killed and 85 wounded. Biden urged Israel to respond proportionately to the attacks from Iran and has stated that the US will not support the striking of Iranian nuclear sites.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. The moon phase tonight is also going to be a waxing crescent. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.